Today, in a bipartisan way, the House demonstrated that no one is above the law. Not even the President of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke after a history-making day in her chamber. Donald Trump is the only president in our nation's history to be impeached twice. This time, 10 Republicans voted for impeachment. Hardly bipartisan, but it does mark a change from last year's impeachment case.
The president later released a video responding to the deadly Capitol attack that brought all this on.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence.
Joining us live on Skype, Politico White House correspondent and associate editor Anita Kumar. Anita, as someone who closely covered this administration, we wanted to get your thoughts on this historic night.
Yeah, it's just sort of, we never thought we would be here, a second impeachment. You know, what's really striking to me from the White House is the president really hasn't pushed back that much. You mentioned that video. He didn't even talk about impeachment. When we saw the first impeachment a year plus ago, we saw a team of lawyers, a media strategy. We saw people out on TV trying to defend the president. We didn't see that this time. There's only a few days left, and the president feels like it doesn't really matter at this point in terms of he's going to finish out his term.
Have you had an opportunity to call around a little bit and get a sense of how he's feeling?
You know, he's been feeling what he's been feeling, I think, for the past week, which is he does not feel like what happened was his fault. He's tried now three times to come out publicly and say something about the protests. And what he's finding is that his aides and his allies are thinking that it's just not enough. There are many, many people who blame him for what happened. And it's not just Democrats. It's a lot of Republicans. And I think that that has been difficult for him to understand and realize. Tonight, he put out this video, a third one now in the last week, because there were more people saying, you've got to take another step. You've got to take another crack at this and try to talk about this a little bit more.
There is a fairly modern buzzword called decoupling, typically used to describe the end of a relationship. Is the GOP trying to decouple from Donald Trump now?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think you are seeing more and more people, more and more Republicans feeling that they can part ways with him, because as soon as he leaves office, he's going to lose that influence. Every president, when they leave office, loses some influence. History shows us that. So I think that they are thinking that. Now, we don't know what he's still thinking about 2024. Remember, he hinted that he was going to run. I think a lot of people think that's not going to happen. The problem really isn't Donald Trump. It's that 75 million people voted for him. And for Republicans, the problem is they still want to appeal to all of those Americans across the country. So while they might want to part ways with Donald Trump, they don't want to part ways with his supporters.
One might say we really haven't fully processed the attack on the Capitol yet, but news events are flying by so quickly. Now we're also having to process a second impeachment. What is a final thought you would leave us with?
Yeah, I think you're so right. This last week has gone by so fast. I think there are a lot of people, me included, that weren't at the Capitol when the riots happened and don't realize until, you know, you see pictures and hear from people that were there, how scared people were, including members of Congress. That's really what's going on here, is that that is really still raw for them, them and their staff and even reporters that were there. They don't feel like they were safe in this huge government building that they, you know, the people look to, the people's house that they thought should be safe. And they feel very scared about that. So that's very raw. And I think that's what's driving a lot of this.
Thank you so much, Anita.
Thank you.
That is Politico White House correspondent and associate editor Anita Kumar.